Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It is actually the sun is out, and you are tuned in to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 1480 AM, 99.5 and 107.9 FM, and we're also on iHeartRadio. If you'd like to call in and talk to us today, the number to call the station is 513-563-1480. I am Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors Realty, and it is essentially Thanksgiving week this week, so I think all of us are kind of getting ready for turkey and stuffing and Black Friday and all the shopping and traveling and everything else, and thank goodness the shutdown is over with, so flights and airports seem to be back to normal again, so hopefully everybody's breathing a sigh of relief. Today, we've got some great topics to talk about. We're going to talk some real estate. We're going to talk some decisions that were made by the city this past week that kind of makes us all scratch our heads. If you haven't heard about it, we'll talk about that here in a minute. And also, we have a wonderful guest who's been on my show before, and she's an amazing financial advisor. We call her the Queen of Money, and it's my friend Tina Pasternak.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. So how are you doing?
I'm peachy. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
It's my normal routine is, you know, I'm up, I get my laundry going, I'm up at like 4:45 in the morning. I go get my laundry done, and so my routine every Saturday is kind of the same, and I go down to the gym 7 and 8 a.m., and I realize that the gym that I go to, Iron Sharpens Iron Gym, I've been going there now for 2 years.
Wow.
It's amazing how time just absolutely flies.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Amen. And I hit like a personal milestone today. So, because, you know, being 53 years old, I mean, staying in shape and working out and being active and doing all this, that, and the other, I mean, that's really important. Plus, I'm an avid golfer. I love to golf. And I hit a personal milestone today. I was able to bench 200 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just like in absolute shock. I'm like, holy crap, that's 200 pounds I just bench pressed.
That's like a human being.
Pretty much.
That's like a large human being.
Yeah, I'm actually bench pressing a person.
I know.
So when I first started, and I thought back to when I first started doing this, and this was actually before I went on my weight loss journey, I could barely bench. I could even barely bench press the bar.
Wow.
You know, so
that's incredible.
It's a testament to, well, number one, staying accountable to yourself, right? It's a matter of knowing that, you know, I don't want to, you know, basically fall apart, you know, walk around with arthritis and, you know, wear a boot. Yeah, any of that kind of stuff. Well, no, because you were a champion swimmer.
Many years ago.
So what was that like?
I mean, it was fruitful.
Yeah,
it was in the water, but
it was in the water.
No, I mean, it was great. I was very, very, very fortunate that I was blessed with the natural ability to be a very good swimmer.
Huh.
Paid for college. I was able to travel the world for free.
There you go.
I got to meet some incredible people. I have amazing stories that will most likely stay in my head.
Sure.
I will not share a lot of them, but it was incredible. It was fun.
Wow. Awesome. So you said all over the world. So where are some of the places you visited?
I lived in the Caribbean for some time, so I got to travel.
Really?
Yeah.
And you actually came back?
I did. I did indeed. But yeah, so I swam for their national team and got to travel some pretty cool places. I swam at World Championships. They put a swimming pool on top of where the Indiana Pacers, where the Pacers play basketball.
Yeah, yeah, it's in Indianapolis somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It used to be Conseco Fieldhouse. I think it's called something else now.
Somebody corporate paid for it, took it over.
Yeah, they put a swimming pool on top of the basketball stadium. I met Larry Bird, and he was like, you took over our stadium and I can't practice. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bird. I didn't do that on purpose.
It wasn't
me.
Larry Legend. So you met Larry Legend.
I did.
Absolutely incredible. And I remember watching Lake Celtics basketball game, Celtics and Lakers, though, I mean, that rivalry back in the 80s was just absolutely something else. And then, considering that we're on an oldie station, I imagine a lot of our listeners remember those games of Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Larry or Parrish and McHale and Bird or, Magic Johnson and James Worthy and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's kind of when basketball was actually a kind of, in my opinion, a sport worth watching.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Less floppiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Less crying about fouls.
Well, and now you're seeing all this stuff come out about, these illegal sports gambling and all this other stuff. And it's just, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You're making umpteen million dollars a year to throw a ball or to shoot a basketball through a hoop, and you need to supplement that with illegal gambling. And
but why is it illegal when they're always like advertising for XYZ online betting, you get free this, free that, like, but then the players can't
bet within your own sport.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, what they'll think about it, because like with the baseball guys, remember the two baseball players?
Yeah.
So the accusation's there. Now, granted, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, unfortunately, in this world of social media and social everything. I mean, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
However, you could bet on pitches, and there would be the fix in to where they would, it would be $50 for a curveball when he should be throwing a fastball, right? So they would intentionally throw the curveball.
True.
To try and make that extra money. Yeah. And it's like, if you're making $20, $30 million a year, what the heck do you need an extra $4,000 or $5,000 for?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense. So anyway, getting off topic, but I mean, it's just the craziness of life. But so with it being Thanksgiving week, so I wanted to kind of start the show off today with the things that we're all thankful for. And I imagine that a lot of you out there are thinking the same, what am I thankful for this time of year? I mean, family time is coming up. We get basically a 4-day week. Well, a lot of people get a 4-day weekend. And, God bless the folks that are going to be working on Thanksgiving Day. My top 10 list today, which we'll do here in a little bit, are the top 10 are restaurants. There are a lot of restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving. And, it makes sense. For example, I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. It's just me and my mom. So it doesn't make sense for mom to sit there and make this big Thanksgiving feast when it's just the two of us. Mm-hmm. So we go to different restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving, and we're very grateful that these places do that. So, but we're grateful that we can live in a country where we have the freedoms to do these kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I am thankful for, I'm thankful for my career. I'm thankful for, obviously, my mother. I think my mother should be first. Hmm. I love you, Mom. I'm thankful for my clients. I'm thankful for the opportunities God has given me in this life. I'm thankful for some of my closest friends, Rick and Brent and you, Tina, because you kind of bailed me out this morning, which I won't go into, but I appreciate you being here today. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for everybody that's a part of my life.
What about your health?
Absolutely. Yeah. You bring up a good point because, I've taken a big step towards improving my health over the last year and a half, two years.
I know.
And, you get to a point where you just understand and realize that, you can't bounce around and do what we did in our 20s and 30s. The body doesn't respond.
Like it,
you can try, but good luck with that. Obviously, because you mentioned the boot, so you've got a little surgery thing that happened, and now your foot's on the mend. However, so I digress, but the thing that I guess the message I want to get out there to everybody is, as we get older, we have to appreciate our bodies more, and also as we get older, we also should have more wisdom to be thankful for everything that God has given us. There's so much garbage that is, you see through the media, you see on social media, you go through your X feeds or your Facebook feeds or your Instagram feeds and whatever, and all you see is like, people just hating each other and hating on each other. Mm-hmm. And it's, this is not, this is the time of year when a lot of, we try to look away from that, but we should look away from that all year long.
I know.
That kind of stuff is absolutely ridiculous. So what about you, Tina? What are you thankful for?
Pretty much the same. Career, huge. family, mm-hmm. my kids, obviously. I love them. I have my little ones.
Of course.
Little babies. My friends. I mean, without my friends, I would be, I think, not in a good mental place. So I'm very thankful for them. My health, even though right now it's not so healthy.
It's just a foot.
It's just a foot. Third surgery is the charm, I think.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, just thankful for this tremendous community that has accepted me. It's been 4 years now, almost coming up on 4 years that I moved
you're
here.
You're from the Los Angeles area?
No, gosh, no.
No?
No. I lived in California for a while. I went to college out there, and I kind of got trapped. So, I escaped and moved here about 4 years ago.
You didn't need a passport or anything, did you?
I don't think so. It's still out for debate. But, you know, I am very thankful for just a lot of great things that have been given to me over the course of time. My education.
Sure.
The ability to do math.
Do math.
I'm grateful and thankful for numbers.
That is your love language.
It is. Math is my love language.
I know. It's amazing. Well, and it just, you know, and thankful for, well, and I'm thankful for my talents. You're thankful for your talents. I mean, you know, God gives us our talents for whatever.
For a reason.
Yeah. And, I always, you know, in when I was doing my corporate work for many, many years, it was draining. Mm-hmm. It sucked the life out of me because I wasn't able to serve people the way I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And when I got into real estate, you know, when people ask me, it's like, Sean, why'd you get into real estate? You know, I it's not the money. I mean, mm-hmm. the money's great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. How it's freedom.
Yeah.
It is absolute freedom because I can serve people the way I want to serve people.
Yep.
I can serve people and not feel like I have somebody looking over my shoulder telling me what's your number going to be this month.
Oh yeah.
Right? No goals, no quotas, no nothing. So
you have your own goals, that your own personal, like what you are trying to strive for, which is, you know, your own inner demons in a sense, like trying to be better than who you were yesterday
exactly.
and things like that. But that's just on you.
Well, and one of the things that has, you mentioned inner demons and personal growth. I mean, that is something that I've taken to heart as well over the past, I would say, probably 7 to 10 years because, you know, there was, and I won't go into it, but there was a time when things were not so great, and that was not that long ago. So I started diving into the personal development and personal growth, and I read this book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
I know that one.
And the overall theme of that book is, the more good that you put out in the universe, the more it'll come back to you in kind. So, you know, the old golden rule. So anyway, we're going to take a break on that note, and I hope that inspires some folks out there. Again, you know, feel free to give us a call. Tina and I would love to talk to you, 513-563-1480. Maybe let us know what you're thankful for and what you're looking forward to this Thanksgiving. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
When it comes to assisted living, there's no better choice than Chesterwood Senior Living. With their top-of-the-line support and comprehensive approach to healthcare, residents receive the attention they need in a comfortable and compassionate environment. There are plenty of opportunities for interaction and engaging activities to help you feel like part of a community while still maintaining freedom and independence. Stroll down Main Street at Chesterwood Senior Living in Westchester. It's where you can meet friends at the coffee shop, treat the family to a couple of scoops at the ice cream parlor, or duck into a theater for a movie. The decision to move into an assisted living community shouldn't be taken lightly. Understanding all factors involved before making a decision can ensure that you make the best choice. Call Jane at Chesterwood Senior Living, a CareSpring community, today. Call 513-326-4000 today. That's 513-326-4000. Information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new two-in-one approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Every Lenovo is built to let them move. Let them put a chicken on a skateboard, please. Let them scale, copy, and change it up. Let them make a purple sky with raining soccer balls. Incoming! Let them launch their vision to the world. Let them make. Powered by Intel Core Ultra Processors, Lenovo gives creatives everything they need. Lenovo.com. Let creatives create. Lenovo.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Okay, well, welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, and 107.9 FM, and we're also on iHeartRadio. If you're out there outside of the Cincinnati area, would like to tune in. And again, the studio line, if you want to call in and ask me a question or ask Tina a question about real estate or talk about Thanksgiving or anything at all, 513-563-1480 is the call-in line. So, before we kind of get into a real estate topic, I do want to discuss a little something that happened last night. As many of my friends are out there know that I am a fan of St. Xavier football. And, you know, I St. X won, and I couldn't be happier for St. X. But you know what? I couldn't be happier for Elder as well. Elder, I'll tell you something. You know, there's something to be said for. And I was thinking about this when I was at the gym this morning because, you know, in a game like that, when you've got an epic matchup between two very high-powered schools here locally for football, and there's several schools, you know, like Indian Hills doing very well, and Anderson High School totally annihilated the team they were playing. And congratulations to all those winners. But there's something to be said about a game like that where, you know, you've got two rivals who I am sure, because I didn't see the game, played their hearts out. I mean, you know, Elder was up, I think, by like 13 points in the third quarter. St. X came back, and it ended up being a 42-34 win for the Bombers. But I think, you know, in a game like that, you know, obviously there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. Unfortunately, we know that's the case. It's like that in any kind of competition. I played football for St. X.
I did not.
Okay, well, you swam, but you were a swimmer.
Yes.
Right? So you know that when you went into competition, there was a winner and there was a loser. Same thing when I played football.
I sometimes pointed it out, too, vocally.
Well, sure, sometimes, you know. I mean, you know, you got to take pride in the fact that I beat you.
Yeah. I teach that to my kids, though, not to do that.
Exactly. There is something about sportsmanship.
I know.
There is something about sportsmanship. Yeah. Understanding that even though both teams played their hearts out, one team had to win, one team had to lose.
Yep.
What I also commend, because I understand this, you know, more so because I played three sports in high school. I even played intramurals in college. But anyway, beside the point. It's the discipline.
Yep.
It's the sacrifice.
Yep.
It is the accountability. It is the being responsible. It's the discipline, teamwork. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're learning all these things at a young age, and this is what's preparing these kids, regardless of whether they win or lose, to go out and have a successful life. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And those are a lot of traits that I think are either lost or not taught so much in schools these days. So when we go to an athletic competition, whether it be high school, college, or whatever. Think about the sacrifice that these kids make. Think about the discipline it takes to not only be able to go to school, handle your class load, do your homework, get good grades or the best grades that you can based on what your abilities are, and then go out and play football, the practices. I mean, when I played ball, practices started in July. And we would have one-a-days, two-a-days. I mean, there were days when I had to be there at 8 a.m. and didn't get out until about 4. And this is the middle of July when it's – ridiculously hot outside.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I'm sure my mother and my dad and mom appreciated, because then mm-hmm. they didn't have to worry about where I was or what I was doing or what trouble I was causing. I was on the football field.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Right, right. So, but again, congratulations to mm-hmm. St. Xavier. Congratulations to Anderson. Obviously, yep. I live in Anderson Township, so very happy for the what are they, the Raptors now? They were the Redskins, now they're, anyway, I don't want to get into that mess. But anyway.
It's another conversation.
It's another conversation.
Radio show, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So congratulations to all that. So let's get on to a real estate topic here, because obviously this is a real estate show, right? And that's probably why you're all listening in. You're
sure
like,
is.
Why is Sean talking about all this other stuff and he's not talking about real estate? Well, here we go. So there was a story that came out, and, you know, Tina, you're a financial person. I'm a real estate agent. You know, I look at properties. I evaluate properties. Homes, land, you know, and when a client or somebody comes to me and says, hey, Sean, you know, what would be a good fair price for something like this? And I would do all of my research. I would look at previous sales. I would go to the auditor site. I would see, you know, what data is in there from previous sales for pieces of land or homes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So recently, this past week, the city of Cincinnati agreed or voted unanimously to spend $4 million.
Think that's a lot of
million,
money. Yep.
Million.
It's a couple zeros.
On an eighth of an acre of land, where WCET studios are, across from a parking garage over in the, I guess it's more in the West End part of town.
Yep.
And they're buying it, or they unanimously agreed to buy it, and they're not going to do anything with it.
Can we just make that a smaller, more understandable number? How big in square feet is an eighth of an acre? So people know and understand like what that actually is. Like, well, how big is an acre? How many square feet? About 20,000? 20,000?
I think somewhere around there. I don't have those. Yeah, you're the numbers person.
I know. I'm trying to just.
But an eighth of. Let's put it in this perspective.
It's about like 5,000.
Yeah, an eighth of an acre. An eighth of an acre, you might be able to put maybe a 3,000 to 4,000 square foot home on
exactly.
it, and have a little bit of a yard.
Yep.
Now, we all know that, you know, that the city wants to get a new arena, because the Heritage Bank Arena mm-hmm. is, you know, past its prime and mm-hmm. useful use, or whatever it is, however you want to say mm-hmm. that. But help me make this make sense. Why would you spend $4 million? Now, granted, The parcel of land was owned by the Free Stored Food Bank. So essentially,
that's the only thing that I can think of that it makes sense. That money went to Free Stored Food Bank.
Right. However, you've got a non-producing asset that's just sitting there until the city decides what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
What the heck sense does that make? You know, and I looked at, okay, so when I talk about research.
End of the year, tax deduction? I don't know.
Yeah, but $4 million? So when I looked at prices for land around the city of Cincinnati, I saw nothing that was over $1.6 million, and that was for about a quarter acre of land in Mount Adams.
Yep.
Mount Adams. Now that's you know, the properties up there are pretty expensive. You could build some very, you know, very nice homes in that area. But, you know, here's lots that are $15,000, $17,000, $20,000. Here's a quarter acre lot on Hale Avenue for $25,900.
Mm-hmm.
So where on earth does the city come up with $4 million? And, you know, well, anyway, there's more that I can say about this, because I think we have a caller that would like to make a comment. We have Bob on line 3. Morning, Bob. You're on the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fine. And when you were, this is not a real estate question, but when you were talking about being thankful, I thought, well, maybe I should bring this up. And you're right. We all have things to be thankful for.
So yes, sir.
About, 2007, my wife died. Eventually I met a fellow through a mutual friend named Mike Fremont. And at the time, Mike was in his 80s, and he had just recovered from having terrible cancer.
Oh.
He changed his lifestyle, and he got better.
And amen.
I learned a lot from him about longevity, which I didn't know much about. And I checked into some of the staff and found out that The American male lives to about age 75 or so.
Around there, yeah.
And despite spending more per capita than any other developed nation, and we're only 35th in longevity, something like that. So I got interested in that, and I adopted a lot of what Mike did, and I learned a lot. I wrote a book about his life.
Oh my gosh!
Called Life Nuts.
What's the name of the book, Bob?
Now, but they're probably, you know, the title is funny because I remarried and driving up in Michigan once, and my wife said, "You know, you're not a health nut. You're a life. She said, you're a health nut." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm a life nut because I love life and
Amen.
I want to live as long as I can and be productive."
Sure.
As I'm sure you do.
Oh, of course.
So I wrote a book, and it espoused what he taught me, and I learned that you can be healthy and you can be happy, but you have to do the right things, and if you don't, you're going to eventually wind up with a lot of problems. So anyway, I just wanted to thank Mike. And Mike was in his 80s then. Well, he just turned 103.
Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 103 years old.
Wow.
And that was in February, so he's shooting for 104.
Wow.
Things go well. And his, you might think, oh, you know, old age, you know, in a wheelchair, assisted living. Well, when he got cancer, when he was 70, he married a gal who was 30 years younger, so she's now 70. 73.
Okay.
And his brain was as sharp as anything. You know, when I first met him, and maybe he's a little forgetful now, but still, I mean, not bad at all.
Well, God, at 103, you can expect to remember everything.
That's a lot of stories.
Yeah, no kidding.
When I found out what he did and how he lived, I thought to myself, I'm going to share this. I've got a big family, 5 kids, and we had dinner one night, and I'm espousing Mike's philosophy and his lifestyle. And Anna said, I'm not sure I'm going to live that old because it's wheelchairs and assisted living and all kinds of terrible things, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. You know, I'll tell you something, Bob, that reminds me. You know, my mother, God love her, is turning 82 this coming year, and she still lives on her own, and every time I try to have that conversation with her about, you know, hey, Mom, might be starting to think, she gives me that look, and she says, Sean Patrick, the only way I'm coming out of this house is in a box. to your point, Bob, I mean, you got to stay active, you got to keep moving, you got to keep going forward, and at 103, my family, my great-grandmother made it to 103, so more power to you, my love to you and your family, mm-hmm. I truly appreciate you calling into the show, we've got to take a break right now, Bob, please, call back anytime, mm-hmm. I love the fact that you called in to tell me your story, I think it's wonderful, my prayers to you and your family for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're listening to the Bye-bye. Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrick, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Get ready to unwrap the magic of the season at Yuletide Village. Step into a winter wonderland. Wander through a breathtaking display of sparkling lights. Discover unique gifts and savor mouth-watering treats. Visit Krampus to find out if you're naughty or nice. Yuletide Village at Renaissance Park on Fridays and Saturdays from November 28th to December 20th. YuletideVillage.com for details.
When you need the expertise of a top-notch plumbing company, it's Zins Plumbing you ought to call. Oh, they may be at the bottom of the alphabetical listing, but the service and pricing of Zins Plumbing puts them at the head of the class. They don't keep you waiting for hours on end on appointment calls. Zins Plumbing works within a two-hour time frame, so you don't waste your time waiting for a service technician. And when a Zins plumber comes to solve your problem, you can feel confident the job will be done right. With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know what the cost will be before they start. They bill on a flat rate basis instead of an inefficient hourly billing system. Zins state-of-the-art trucks carry thousands of parts to complete your job with no needless delays. Well-trained professional plumbing technicians and courteous customer service are the hallmark of Zins Plumbing. It's a local family business proudly serving Greater Cincinnati since 1976. They can probably schedule your appointment today. Give Zins Plumbing a call at 681-2501. 681-2501. Zins Plumbing.
One word that I would have to describe Dr. Peck would be perfectionist. I didn't like pictures taken because I could see my smile was not very attractive. Basically, I'd gotten to the point where I was going to have dentures. And so that's when we started the long journey, despite the time, the effort, the money. I would do this over again. People at work say, your teeth really look nice. And I said, I know, don't they?
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Connie Birdwell, and I love my new smile.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago, he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5 FM and 107.9 FM, and on iHeartRadio if you're listening outside of the Cincinnati area. Again, we're here with my good friend Tina Pasternak, financial advisor extraordinaire.
Hello.
And we all wanted to thank Bob for that call. And I found out the name of his book. Actually, Tina caught it. I didn't. What was the name of the book?
Life Nuts.
Life Nuts.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Bob, for that.
That's amazing. That was a great story, too.
Well, you know, when you start talking about, yeah, because, you know, it was inspiring because we're talking about age. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, 53, you know, you're still 25. And
thank you.
Yeah, right.
Plus a few.
Okay, well, yeah. And, you know, it is so important that, you know, it's... Physical health is one thing. There's also spiritual health.
And mental health.
And mental health, right.
Mental
and spiritual. Right, right, right.
Yes, yeah.
Those all kind of go together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being active and doing all that kind of stuff, it helps with the mental side of things and so on and so on and so on. So I guess the bottom line is, folks, if you're, you know, if you're taking some inspiration from what we're talking about besides real estate today, this big tangent we got on about fitness and getting on, mm-hmm. go to Iron Sharpens Iron Gym in Norwood, which is where I do all of my work. Talk to Aaron Parker. He is my personal trainer and has been for the past 2 years and has helped me on my fitness journey and helped me on my weight loss journey. So anyway, we do have a top 10 list we need to get to. And it is, you
drum
know,
roll,
I,
please.
Huh?
Drum roll.
Right. I know. You know, like I mentioned at the top of the show, a lot of folks don't, you know, want to cook. I'll tell you, there was a place that Mom and I went to for many years called Laszlo's Iron Skillet. And it was every year it was absolutely packed. And I understand. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. you know, it's if you're cooking dinner for four or five, maybe six, seven people. I mean, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. Now, me being, you know, when I growing up with my mom and dad and my grandparents, I mean, we always made the big turkey. I mean, turkey feast. You know,
it's my favorite holiday.
It is. Oh, absolutely.
The best.
The turkey, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce, which I never ate.
I never liked it either.
I did.
It's like not worse.
Well, and of course, my grandparents.
Straight,
you know,
out of the can.
Straight out of the can, yeah.
It looked like
the interior of the can with little lines.
Yes.
I'm like, ugh.
Makes that like weird like noise. I can't.
Yeah, it makes
you know that noise.
That weird noise. That like, yeah, and you're like, that is not appetizing at all.
You just leave it in the can shape. Yeah.
No. Anyway, so mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, green bean.
Do you call it stuffing or do you call it dressing?
I call it stuffing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then green bean casserole, which, and I know I've said this before, I thought green bean casserole was my mom and my grandmother's like famous only recipe. It was their home recipe.
No, they were the only ones that made
it. I thought they were the only ones that made it. And then I found out it was on the side of a Campbell's cream of mushroom soup tan. So,
that's cute.
Goodness. Anyway.
Are you blonde? Just kidding.
I'm bald, not blonde. I'm getting bald anyway. All right.
Okay, top
so
10.
So we got to go. All right, so the top, I've got 10 restaurants that will be open on Thanksgiving Day. So if you and your family would like to go out and experience Thanksgiving out and about, here we go. Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
Yep. Offering a diverse menu, including holiday dishes.
A novel.
Take 5 Kitchen, which I'm not sure where that is. IHOP. I've always known IHOP was open. Denny's. I don't think there's that many Denny's around Cincinnati anymore, though. There might be some in Northern Kentucky. I don't know.
Over my hammy. It's the best sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know where Denny's are open here. But this is where my mom and I are going. The National Exemplar in Marymount. They're actually open on Thanksgiving, so we're going there.
That place is delicious.
Now, Buca di Beppo. I'm not sure why an Italian restaurant would be open on Thanksgiving, but, I mean, if you want your pasta and your lasagna, there you go. I'm sure they have turkey, though. Hmm. Cracker Barrel, and that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yep. Ruth's Chris is open on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that's such a good place, too.
Serves a traditional Thanksgiving feast alongside their regular menu. Del Frisco's Grill, which I'm not sure where that is, but I know that's somewhere around Cincinnati. And the last one is the Capitol Grill. Now, that's the restaurant that's over in Hyde Park.
That is delicious.
Yeah, over there in Rookwood. So, I've been there. Oh my gosh, they're really really good. A little pricey, but they're very good.
Filet Oscar is to die for. It is so
really
good. Oh, so good.
Okay, there you go, folks. So there are 10 restaurants that are open for Thanksgiving. So, all right. Mm-hmm. So my real estate topic today, as you all have probably been keeping your eye on the news and keeping an eye on what's been going on around the world. I mean, we're kind of dealing with a housing, I don't want to say crisis, let's just say a housing challenge.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge.
It's a challenge because look, real estate is cyclical just like everything else. The stock market is cyclical. Tina, that's your department.
Just a little bit.
just a little bit there.
Cyclical.
Uh-huh. It's all cyclical. So now we're in that cycle of 3-4 years ago, it was a seller's market and people were going bonkers, spending 30, 40, 50, 60. And I always rail against this because I thought that was the dumbest thing that people could do. I apologize. I know that's probably a bad word. Let's just say uninformed thing to do.
Yes.
Because you're basically throwing away equity into an asset that's not going to give you anything
in return.
In return for any time, in the short term. Anyway, so come now. Last week we talked a little bit about the 50-year mortgage, and I did some math on that, and I don't necessarily. It's a Band-Aid, right? We're coming up with Band-Aids without actually solving the problem. Now, I know, and this is something I can talk about maybe next week, because I do know that the state of Ohio has several proposals that are being looked at for property tax reform. Now, I'll get into some of those next week, because that's one of the biggest reasons, one of the biggest issues why we're having a home affordability challenge with housing is because of property taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, that and the fact that, the price of homes has been going up ridiculously over the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to start leveling off because the market is now starting to shift.
Yep.
Right? So we are seeing that it's becoming more, it's not a buyer's market yet, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
Right? So there are properties. Now, I'll give you an example, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes with you, is, I have a new client, and they are they're at a price point where they need to be below $300,000 to find a home. Guess what? When I did a search on the four counties of Hamilton, Butler, Claremont, and Warren, there were close to 200, I think about 200 homes that were within $225,000 and $300,000. Now, not all of them were in perfect move-in ready shape, but there were quite a few.
Okay.
And I would say probably about a quarter of them were. So that if you figure that at a 200, that's what? A quarter of 200? 40-some homes?
About 50.
50, yeah. Okay, so that's why you're my friend. You're math. I'm not.
Love language.
Yeah, I know. Numbers were not my thing. I mean, balancing a checkbook is like, maybe that's why I'm not married, because I wouldn't have any money.
No comment.
Well, anyway, I know. Thank you very little. Anyway, so this week I want to talk to you a little bit about another one of these little Band-Aids that's being discussed. It's called the portable mortgage. Now, a lot of this stuff is financing, so next week we're going to have Rick Barrick on from Cross Country Mortgage, and Hey, Rick, if you're out there listening.
I doubt it.
I'm setting Rick up to talk about all this, but I'm just going to kind of give some of the high-level 20,000-foot view here. So a portable mortgage, and I'm sure some of you have heard about portable mortgages, right? So it is a type of home loan feature that allows a homeowner to transfer their existing mortgage, including the remaining balance and original interest rate and terms, from their current property to a new one when they move. This means the loan moves with the borrower rather than being paid off and replaced with a new mortgage at potentially higher current market rates. Okay. So let's kind of digest that for just a second.
I think I need some Tums for that digestion.
Some Tums. Okay.
Indigestion, I know, right? I don't know.
Well,
it was a lot.
If you're okay, so let's say you have, and they do this, they actually do this with cars. Right.
Yeah.
So if you have a balance on your auto, like let's say you financed a $20,000 automobile. You have, let's say, $7,000 left on it to pay off, but you need to buy a new car because, you know, the mileage or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So what will end up happening is that the next loan that you get, they will roll that $7,000 into the new price of the new car or the purchase of the new car along with your down payment, whatever that's going to be, because you're still going to have to come up with a down payment regardless.
Yep.
Right? So which to me, I'm kind of thinking to myself, well, that's right, because if you're not paying that mortgage off, are you giving up that equity in the home?
I feel like you're just going to be more in debt, like you're going to be more underwater.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm understanding then?
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
What's the loan-to-value ratio then?
Portable mortgages could help current homeowners maintain their existing mortgage terms, but they do little for renters or new homes. Okay, well, that's a different topic, but may not address the specific challenges homebuyers face during the purchase process, such as qualifying for a loan or managing their financial demands. Yeah, so there's a lot of financial questions that need to come with this.
I need more coffee for that.
Yeah, so do I. So anyway, we're gonna take one more break, and Tina and I will kind of dive into this a little bit more. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Get ready to celebrate the birthday of the King of Rock and Roll. And you're all invited as WDJO Radio presents the Elvis Tribute Artist Spectacular. One night only, Saturday, January 10th at the Aronoff Center in Cincinnati. Starring Sean Clutch, Cody Ray Slaughter, Brian Pelton, and Moses Snow. With very special guest Ed Enoch and the Stamps Quartet. Tickets are on sale now, so come celebrate Elvis's birthday. Visit etaspectacular.com today.
Has your neighborhood pharmacy recently closed? I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs. If you live in Northern Kentucky and your pharmacy has recently closed, Save Discount Drugs is your answer. Family owned and operated since 1981, Save Discount Drugs offers fast, friendly service, everyday low prices, and free delivery to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Don't get stuck standing in line at the big guys. Let us bring your prescriptions to you. Call us at 859-431-2857, and our friendly staff will be happy to help you transfer your prescriptions to Save Discount Drugs today. That's 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks is a new concept in car repair. J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks brings the tools, the know-how, and the experience to you, avoiding the hassle of towing, waiting rooms, rental cars, and stress. Whether you're stuck at home, work, or on the road, J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks provides honest diagnostics, upfront pricing, and repairs done right the first time. From routine maintenance to roadside repairs, J-Ron's Mobile Motorworks will keep you moving. Visit J-Ron's on Facebook or call 513-250-9052.
Okay, welcome back, folks. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. And before we went on break, we were Tina and Pasternak, financial wizard and lover of math and numbers. We were talking about this concept of portable mortgage. And I was trying to find kind of a definition more of what a portable mortgage is. So here's what I found. A portable mortgage lets a homeowner carry their existing mortgage, including the interest rate in which we talked about, and remaining balance from their current home to their next home. It functions as the reverse of an assumable mortgage, right? Instead of a buyer taking over the seller's loan, the seller takes their loan to the new property. So what happens? If you're buying a cheaper home, so if you have a, you know, $300,000 home and you're moving down to a $250,000 home, say, your sale proceeds, so you still have your equity in the home, because they say sale proceeds, that's your equity.
Mm-hmm.
Reduce the mortgage balance, so that would be your current mortgage balance, so the existing loan fits the new property's value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but if you're buying a more expensive home, so if you're going from, say, $250,000 up to $350,000, you cover the difference with cash or a new loan at the current market rate. So, because I think that's a question that a lot of people are going to have. I mean, Do I still get the equity that's built into my home? Well, yeah, yes. You have access to it, but you have to use it like right away, right?
So either like a second mortgage, like a home equity line of credit, or like a loan.
I would imagine loan. So, because you're going to, yeah, because you got to use it to pay off part of your
new
loan
house.
Or use it for your down payment for your next home, and then you're carrying that balance over. So anyway, there's a lot to unpack with this.
This is really if like you had a house that you purchased years ago when the interest rates were at like 2% still.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm understanding. Is that the benefit?
I think that's the purpose behind it. Okay. Yeah, because right now interest rates are around 6.25%.
Like 5%. Five and a half, 6%.
If you're doing a new build, yep. There you can get below 6%. Yep. However, if you are still carrying a 2 or 3% interest rate, and a lot
the COVID
of people
days, yeah.
That's which mm-hmm. is why the real estate market was so absolutely bonkers back mm-hmm. then,
yep.
3-4 years ago,
yep.
And you're 4 or 5 years into that mortgage now, and you've got probably some decent amount of equity, mm-hmm. but you don't want to lose that interest rate, so yep. That's what makes something like this
beneficial.
Something to look at. But again, yep. There's a lot to unpack with this, and again, it's a Band-Aid to help with, you know, home buying and the affordability
yep.
challenges that we're seeing right now. And, you know, speaking of affordability, and again, we're going to talk more about these topics when we get Rick Barrick on from Cross Country Mortgage here next week. Great thing to talk about the day after Thanksgiving, right? After Black Friday, you know, when everybody's out waiting in line at, you know, 2 a.m. to get a 50-inch television for $20, you know, which to me makes absolutely no sense, but people are the way they are. Anyway, so Tina, you know, one of the things that, you know, I love to do with almost every home buyer, because sometimes I slack off and I don't ask. Eventually I get around. Anyway, is with my buyers, even my homeowners, mm-hmm. sellers, do you have a financial advisor?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I get, no, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you
and
know.
And I can tell you why they say no.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of people think that they shouldn't have one because they don't think that they are, quote unquote, rich enough to have one. Or they don't have enough money to have
okay.
one.
Right. That was,
and that's,
yeah.
They don't make enough money. There's this, like, this strange idea in society that you'd have to make a certain amount of money or have a certain amount of assets to have a financial advisor, which and every advisor is different. We're mm-hmm. not cut from the same cloth.
Of course.
I do things in a very different way. I'm a little bit more quirky than others.
I know that. I've known you long enough.
Whimsical.
Well, let me. Okay, so real quick. I mean, but is it? Could it be something maybe more psychological as well? Like, you know, people feel uncomfortable or mm-hmm. feel uneasy with the fact that they're basically unzipping their financial fly.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it's like, oh, I don't want people to know.
They're
that.
Very vulnerable. Like, you're opening up your, like, your all of your money. I go through everything. So I ask for it.
How do you get past that? How do you get past that with
it's
folks?
Trust. You have to get to know each person.
There you go.
You know, I like to meet with every person in person. I try to, at least, but I do have clients all over the country. But you just have conversations. You open up. I open up to my clients. Yeah. I tell them stories about me, and then they open up. And it takes time. Like, it does. It's a relationship. It's, you know, you're dating, right?
Yes.
And
well,
so
there you go. Want to go to dinner? No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes I go to dinner with my clients, you know, like you talk to them, you hang out, you build a bond. And then from there you form that relationship and build that trust over time. And it's slow moving, but you start with the basics and just go from there.
So in the case of, like, let's say with my clients, and we talked about this before we came on the show, you know, I've got a brand new couple, brand new first time home buyers. They've been renting. They live in the Eastgate area. Mm-hmm. And you know, they were, referred to me from, you know, a mutual referral partner, friend of ours. And when I asked them about that, they said, no, we don't. And I said, would you be okay to be introduced? And they kind of hesitated. So what do you, in a situation where if I went, cause I'm going to talk them into, and I'm going to, well, not talk them into, but I'm going to strongly encourage them to talk to you. Because I feel, well, because think about it, because if you're going from a rental situation to a home situation, there are so many variables that come into play. And if you are a young family and you have a young child, which they do, they have a young daughter, you've got to prepare. You've got to plan.
Oh, for sure.
And
this isn't
this whole YOLO stuff is a bunch of garbage. I mean, you got to plan. Mm-hmm. So what do you do in a situation where I say, Tina, here is, you know, my clients, and you sit them down. What's the process?
So, I mean, I like I mentioned earlier, I start with the basics. So after getting to know them and understanding their situation, because every client is different. Every client has different needs. Every client has a different story. Every client has a different relationship with money, a different upbringing. So every person looks at money differently. And then I kind of just go over, and it starts with their budget. So where their money is going to, and how it's being spent. And if it's being spent one way and it should be allocated differently, I tell them, let's give your, each dollar should have a certain job description.
Ooh,
and if
I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very cool.
You can use that again. So each dollar should have its own job description. And then based on those job descriptions, they go into different buckets. And then those buckets will work for you and make more money for you, or if it's not doing the right thing, then it kind of gets fired, and then we move it on to the next one.
You're fired.
Exactly. Oh gosh, don't tell that to my kids. They say that to me all the time. But so it starts with the budget, and then from there, we kind of trim the fat, and then we find out ways to reallocate, build a plan, find out what their goals are, and then we move towards those step by step, inch by inch. And then we work towards those goals, and we build for retirement. We build for a new house. We build for college education, savings account, emergency savings, whatever it is that they were looking to do, basically. But
well, I absolutely love the fact that you said each dollar that you earn has a job description.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to that now forever, because that makes so much sense, because like myself, you know, I've got a big budget as a realtor, and you know, every dollar I spend has to have a job description.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
Well, I think, you know, it's absolutely amazing. So how can people get a hold of you, Tina?
There's a plethora of ways to get a hold of me, but the best way is probably, you can text me or call me or email me, but you can text me 513-498-7371, or you can call me. Whatever.
Or call you, or text you, or
call
Facebook
or text.
You.
Maybe not Facebook me. That's creepy. Find me on LinkedIn. Yeah, text me 513-498-7371.
Well, and that, you know, LinkedIn is how we met. So, and
I know
it's a crazy story.
We told it last time.
We told it last time, so we don't have to go through it again. But basically, it was
a
LinkedIn
time.
Message. You said, "Let's meet for coffee." You end up meeting up at the same BNI group, and we're still there. So, with the last couple minutes I have left, first of all, I want to thank Tina for coming in today and talking to us about financial, wellness, as it may be, because you know, obviously, we all need that. Going forward, you know,
going into the holidays
and Christmas coming up and everything else. But, you know, to kind of end up the show today, I want to say thank you to everybody. I'm also grateful, and I didn't say this at the beginning, but I'm also grateful to all of you, my listeners, the folks that whether you call in or not,
and
you
Bob. Listen,
and Bob, love you, Bob. Call in and listen to my show, and hopefully you get something out of this every week. But again, I'm very thankful for you for being here, for being a part of this. You know, it's been since the beginning of August since I've taken this show from the rock and roll realtor Gary Rossignol, and I could not be more blessed and more happy to have you out there listening to me. Chris Smitherman, if you're listening, I love you, my friend, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Corey Bowman and all my other wonderful guests that I've had on, Tina, Rick, Art, Lindsay, you name it, any
top tier
partners, yep. My BNI group. So I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And as we go into Thanksgiving, I just want to send out a message to everyone that remember that it's not about who you are, it's about who you love. And you need to love yourself first, but also send that love out to everybody else, because in a time when our world is in some pretty heavy turmoil, I guess maybe the message would be just maybe turn the news off,
mm-hmm.
and maybe turn on the love you have for your fellow man and for your neighbors. Mm-hmm. And let's try and take that to heart this week as we go into Thanksgiving. So thank you all very much.
And
smiles are free, and so mm-hmm. is giving love is free too. So yep. Next week we're going to have Rick Barrick on again from Cross Country Mortgage, so we can dig deeper into all of these new financial things with housing. And you everybody have a great Thanksgiving. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we will catch y'all next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.